ABC Radio Australia.
On the first day of the trial, prosecutors called two witnesses. The main witness has been Moses Virivolomo, who was the permanent secretary of the Ministry of Infrastructure and Development. Mr. Virivolomo explained that in 2013, the policy around shipping grants was changed, with Cabinet selecting the recipients. For this specific case, he said Cabinet approved the shipping grants between Christmas and New Year of 2013, and the payments had to be made before 2014. So there was a bit of a rush to get it approved before the end of the financial year. And he recalled seeing documents from the MP for Savile Russell, including a picture of a ship that the MP intended to purchase for his constituency. The former PS also told the court that for that year, there were no policies guiding how the shipping grant was implemented.
So, Evan, what is the defence's strategy?
For Mr. Moore, his lawyer isn't disputing the fact that no ship was bought. They're also not disputing the prosecution evidence that shows that the $3 million was paid to a local company, Oceanic Marine, not for a ship, but for boats and boat engines. Mr. Moore's lawyer also spent time cross-examining the witnesses, including the former permanent secretary, with very deliberate questions around the ministry's filing system and documentations. Mr. Moore's lawyer also sought a court break to access copies of files seized by police, which he says will assist the trial.
Well, what else is in store for this trial, Evan?
The trial is expected to run for another 8 days at the magistrate's court, with Mr. Moore himself to take the stand at some point. The way things are shaping up, it looks like the key elements of the trial will hinge around whether the $3 million used to purchase boats and engines is within the scope of the shipping grant. The answer to that, of course, will lie in the ministry's documents around the shipping grants.
And what is the significance of this case? As we mentioned, we've got the election that we expect to be announced sometime soon and will be happening within the next few months.
This is an important case because it involves a Member of Parliament who was arrested for allegedly misusing public funds. Often these accusations usually come up, but it's quite rare for these to become police cases and to make it as far as court. So for anti-corruption activists, this is a sign of the system working. For Mr. Moore, who's been the member for Savile Russell since 2010, he needs to win this case because, by law, a sentence of 6 months or more will disqualify him from running for parliament. So it's an important one for him and his political career. It's also worth remembering that he isn't alone. The caretaker tourism minister, Samuel Manetwali, also has a case before the courts, also to do with use of public funds. Now, his case hasn't reached the trial stage, but we can expect that to happen in the coming months as well. And Mr. Manetwali will also be keen to get his name cleared before the elections.